KZNR Lakeville, KZNC Cambridge, KZNZ Edenbury.
Now it's time for Love Line on Zone 105.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce over there. Dr. Bruce is filling in for Dr. Drew. Don't worry. He's a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, specializing in tattoo removal of inmates and emergency medicine.
Don't laugh when you describe me.
It's always funny. I spit that gum out, Bruce. Have a modicum of respectability here, for Christ's sake. Yes. All right. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. William McNamara and Charlotte Ross are both here from Beggars and Choosers. Showtime, Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock, and let's see, we'll talk about that in just 1 second. I must remind everyone that the Man Show is on right now on the fabulous Comedy Central. I just left the Man Show rap party, so I'm pissed and I got a little beer buzz going, but I hate having to cut out of parties to come do this godforsaken show. Yes,
like
but that's all right. I'll be back to close the mother down in about 2 hours and 15 minutes. No, you cannot. This is only for party people.
Okay.
Beggars and Choosers was, I heard from producer Ann, one of the last projects that Brandon Tartikoff worked on before he passed away. It must have been, I guess he passed away, it was about 3 years ago now, right?
Yeah.
And Brandon Tartikoff, I can't figure out what my relationship with him was, but he did Loveline, the TV show, when it was syndicated before it was on MTV. It's a long story, but I had a chance to meet him a couple of times. One of the nicest guys I've ever met. I can't believe he was such a huge mogul in Hollywood, because he was not a prick at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great all-around guy.
Right. That's what's so ironic about it. And he kind of is semi-autobiographically played by Brian Kerwin, and we are the kind of sharks that surround him, and he has some morals in a world that doesn't have very many sometimes.
Well, he left the business when his daughter got sick. He actually quit.
Right.
To go be with her.
Did his daughter get into some kind of catastrophic accident?
Car accident?
Yeah.
Or?
New Orleans, yeah.
Right.
And then he quit and went down to be with her, to help her sort of rehabilitate her.
And then
after he left NBC.
Then he started to sort of drift back into the business, and then he got, I'm guessing, cancer or something. Right. I don't know what. And he must have been fairly young when he died. Mid-late 40s or something like that.
Lymphoma.
But I'll tell you, I wish everyone in this business would die, but not Brandon Tartikoff. He was a great guy.
Yes,
and Los Angeles Times, by the way, calls Beggars and Choosers one of the top five shows of last year. So anyone who hasn't seen it on Showtime should definitely check it out. And my old friend Tom Shales, who's over at the Washington Post, is a big fan of William here. Calls him a brilliant young actor. I happen to think Tom Shales is a big fat fat.
I knew it.
Oh,
I knew it.
That fat blowhard. I really hate that guy.
Oh, my God.
God, that guy wrote a review of me. He called me a Neanderthal and a pig and a Cro-Magnon.
That's not true.
If I brought the thing in, I could never do it justice unless you read it.
At what point did he divulge from reality?
He was right on, but listen, if anyone, I've done this before, I brought the review in, and this is the best part about having a live radio show and being on in Washington, D.C. Anyone knows Tom Shales, please tell him Adam Carolla said he could kiss his hairy ass.
Well, we at Beggars and Choosers love him, thank you. We're very thankful that he happens to like our show. Howard Rosenberg.
Don't you love having a bad review? Isn't that great, having a bad review? I love it. It's better than having a good review.
This is comically bad. I mean, this is
exactly.
Just,
isn't it great?
He said I have...
I don't mean that.
No showmanship, he said, which, by the way, that's code for gay. By the way, when you're complaining about lack of showmanship, it means you're blowing guys. I mean, it really does. All right, so anyway, Tom Shales, you can turn it on Comedy Central and watch a Man Show tonight, and turn it in for the next 24 Sunday nights, and you can watch more you can watch more Man Show and then more Love Lines. You big fat blowhard. Keep riding. Keep riding, you big pubblard. Oh, keep riding. And I'll laugh all the way to the bank, you big blowhard.
How do you feel?
Oh, I hate that big fat homo. I just do.
Television, the Man Show.
Oh, that's Jesse the Body Ventura calling the Man Show the best show on television.
Do you do anything for the gay population on your Man Show? Just women in bikinis?
Oh, yeah. We make fun of them all the time. All right. So what can we look forward to this Tuesday, by the way, when Beggars and Choosers hits Showtime?
Got some good gay stuff in there.
Oh, good. You make a lot of gays.
We do. Not fun of them. No, we have some good gay stuff
in there. No, we actually do show a casting director. Tuck Watkins plays a casting director named Malcolm, and he happens to be a very good casting director who happens to work in Hollywood, and people want to pigeonhole him just because he's gay, and he just happens to be gay and a very good casting director.
How, I mean, you guys have been in the industry for a little while.
There's a lot of gay people around.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's who it's run by, and I have no problem with that, except for Tom Shales, a big fat homo. But other than that, I have no problem with the gays.
So I'm sorry, the question was what?
I mean, how close? I mean, you guys are sort of, in a way, you have an interesting opportunity because you're mimicking the business that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Well, it's always fun to make fun of the political side of any business that you've chosen, you know, whether it's Rusty or anything else. And I've always had a fascination with the political side of the career that's run my life for the last 15 years. For example, overnight ratings or, you know, reviews, for example.
Yes. Right.
So here we get to kind of make fun of all those things that are very important, and we kind of forget as artists the bottom line and the business side, and it's written really well by Peter Lefcourt, and it kind of is based in truth, but it's also kind of out there in a comedy sense as well.
Wow. There's some gay stuff, too.
Oh, good. Make fun of this.
You're going to be a bad influence on this guy. Oh, I predicted it earlier.
Way too late for that.
Yeah, we got some girls. There's a lot of girls, a lot of boobs.
Oh, good, yeah.
Well, it's showtime.
Homophobic.
Here is homophobia right
here.
Homophobia
in its truest sense means that you're...
It's a fun show.
No, that's right.
I love the gays. I really do. Except
for
that Tom Shales.
Adam. Adam has his butt hairs trimmed on a regular...
Thank you. Cammy?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I read in Glamour magazine that half of all women are born without a hymen. I was wondering if this is true.
What's a hymen?
Yes, those are men.
Silly.
What's a hymen?
Oh, my
God. I missed that medical journal last week.
Yeah, I'd have to say it's a much lower percentage than that.
Well, one of the confusing things, it's a partial membrane, and it can break in circumstances like horseback riding, the typical stories that you hear. So it's...
Oh, you mean like the virgins have the hymens? It's a break.
Right.
Oh,
or in Adam's case, a bee hymen or whatever you call it.
The gays have the bee hymen. It's a slight variation.
Disgusting.
I want to cover all bases, make sure Adam gets his teaching in.
Yes, yes. So what percentage of women do you think are born without one? It's pretty low, right?
Yeah.
But there may be a higher percentage that loses it somewhere along the line. That's
right.
What Bruce has said.
Right.
If they lost it. Like.
Where's yours? Do you have one?
No.
And
have you ever had one?
I never had one.
You never had one?
No.
So are you a virgin?
I'm not going to answer that.
Oh, so that's where you lost it. That's where it is.
There are remnants of that tissue. I'm sure you have remnants of that tissue. Okay. You did have that tissue there. It's just not always... It's not that important.
Generally.
All right, Cammy. Fantastic. Listen, here's the problem. When you name your kid Cammy, she's going to lose that hymen at a much earlier age. All right, Cammy. Good times, right? Okay. All right. Angela?
Yeah?
Well, she's fine. She's not a virgin, but she's missing her hymen, but it was probably gone long before it was taken in the back of that El Camino. Angela?
Hmm?
You're 15. What's up?
My boyfriend's really, really prude. He barely even wants to kiss, and I want to have some tips on how to deprude him.
He might be gay.
No, I've seen him with his other girlfriend.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
And what did you do with her?
He was all over him and everything, and he knows I'm really not prude, and he just isn't getting the picture.
You've seen him with his other girlfriends?
Yeah, they happen to be mostly my best friends.
How long have you been seeing him?
Wait a second. So maybe he respects you and he didn't respect them. Uh-huh.
What did you see him do?
Well, he was always has his hands all over their ass, always kissing them, always holding hands, hugging, flirting, everything. And with me, it's like barely kissing. Like maybe he'll brush up against me every once in a while and everything.
Okay, what about intimacy? That's not intimacy. Hands on ass and brushing up or whatever. So how are you guys getting along? Do you talk? Do you communicate well?
Yeah, last week he told me he loved me. and then he didn't call me for a couple of days.
How old, wait, so how old is he?
He shook her hand and he went home.
How old's the guy?
15.
Okay, listen, hey, he's normal. I like this guy.
Yeah, look, he's 15. All bets are off.
Yeah.
I mean, it is interesting that she saw him with the other women being more affectionate. But he's 15.
He should talk. Can we get him on with number three here?
His number?
What's that?
You want his number?
Yeah, why don't we get him on the phone and we'll get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, let's see what's going on here.
Okay.
Girl,
all right.
Okay, hold on. Let me go grab it.
This person can
all right. Can you get, you got his phone number there, Angela?
Almost. Hold on.
Almost.
All right, what are you going to do, like three-way?
Yeah.
You know how to do that? I can't figure that out. All right, hold on a second. We'll put you on hold, and then we'll hop back with you. We'll just take one more call, okay?
Okay.
All right, call him up. Oh, he's going to be humiliated. Andrea?
I have a question.
Yes?
My boyfriend likes to experiment with cucumbers and bananas.
I see.
Well, I want to put him on with the other boy.
Oh, shut up. You're 14 years old.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
You're having sex at 14?
With cucumbers and bananas.
She's like Carmen Miranda in her underpants over there.
Yeah, he's 14 also.
No, he's 16.
Ah.
Uh-huh. And so you're having sex with him, right?
And I don't, because he's like lately, you know, been wanting to use other stuff, and I'm just like.
Like what?
Those.
Like cucumbers.
Well, yeah, we've already tried the cucumbers, and I don't.
Is that a safe thing to do, Doctor?
Yeah, what about, I'm putting on hold because she's standing too close to the transformer. You know the thing in Dr. Frankenstein's lab?
Alien in the line there or something.
All right, shut up.
I recommend organic cucumbers, actually.
Bruce, have you drank too much coffee tonight?
God. No, this is my first beer.
Do you recommend young girls that they use cucumbers?
No, listen, foreign objects, first of all, at 16 and 14, there should be a lot of other things to do. It sounds like this guy has a problem. It sounds like I'd stay away from him, okay? So, putting objects like cucumbers and bananas internally, not a good idea. Okay. Because sometimes, things break off or get stuck.
Maybe a little bacteria, call me crazy.
Right.
You can put a rubber over the cucumber. That's what I do. You can put a rubber over the cucumber.
You do that?
I would triple it.
Why the dildo, though? I mean, why not just do that thing I do with the armpit where I put my T-shirt down and then give it a good wipesy? Isn't that enough?
I don't understand what you're talking about. That's disgusting.
But you don't do that armpit thing where you clamp down like that?
What's that?
You know, just wipe off whatever maybe.
You don't
do that with the dildo.
No, I'll look into it.
Yeah,
but we eat cucumbers. We put cucumbers in our mouth.
Yeah,
I think it's in our vaginas.
Let me explain that, William. Oh, young naive William. The vagina is very tricky territory. It's like some kind of Rubik's cube.
Well, explain it to us, then, please.
Well, here's the deal. You introduce anything foreign into the vagina, and it could just go south on you almost immediately. I mean, women have sex, and then next thing you know, they got some kind of yeast infection, and their bladder's screwed up. And
some guys like
peeing all the time. I mean, it's really, it wasn't even made for sex. I think it was just made to look at. It's like, you know, the vagina, it's like a show car. You know, it's like it's got no engine under the hood. It just goes around on the turntable, and you look at it and clap. As soon as you get in and try to drive it, something goes wrong with it.
How much coffee do you have?
Mostly beer,
You know that's not
as much. Andrea.
Can I have a white call?
You want to get Andrea back?
I'd like to give her some beer.
Well, you just told her not to do it, right?
But a guy like this is a progressive thing. It's like a disorder, an addiction.
Sorry.
He's not going to be... Andrea.
Nobody does it. That's unbelievable.
Not true.
You should get rid of this guy. Stay away from him. He's going to want to have progressive interest in more complex objects.
Like a hamburger or something.
Yeah, he's going to put Shut up, Bruce. He's going to put an artichoke in you. Oh, yeah.
The example I was giving you.
Bruce, here's what you got to do tonight. No talking when I'm talking. That is the rule.
You're going to shut my mic?
Yes. Oh. If I have to, I'll shut your mic.
Humiliating.
Jeez. Bruce has two modes. He's either napping over there or he's auctioning off livestock. There's no in between with him. Angela?
I studied Drew, and that's what I learned.
Just quiet down. Angela?
Hmm?
Did you call your boyfriend?
Yeah, he's on blind.
He is. Blind? All right, what's his name?
Travis?
Yes.
Travis, this is Adam and William and Charlotte and Dr. Bruce, who's not going to be here for long, so enjoy him. All right? You listen to Loveline?
Sometimes.
You're familiar with the show, though, right?
Yeah.
All right, so your girlfriend Angela called up, and she wanted to know, why is it you were so affectionate with your old girlfriend, so you don't seem as affectionate with her?
really don't have an answer to that one.
But are you gay? Drew, please. Are you attracted to her?
Yes, very much so.
You find her to be a beautiful woman?
Yes.
And you've kissed and hugged and groped and all that kind of stuff with your old girlfriends, right?
Yes.
And why is it that you don't have those same feelings for Angela?
I can explain this.
Shut up.
I feel that we haven't really started off the relationship yet.
You haven't? How long have you been going out?
For about 3 weeks now.
I see. So you're just kind of, you're getting into the groove.
Yeah.
But you are attracted to her, right?
Yeah.
And you look at her as a girlfriend, not as just a friend, right?
Yeah.
She's different than the other girls. Like, it's more serious, or she's more of more interest. It sounds like the other girls was fooling around, flirting, and this sounds a little more serious.
Yes.
Well,
maybe you respect her and you're taking your time, because
exactly.
That's it. Because that's a good thing, if that's true.
Do you love her?
Yes.
You do.
That's what it is, though.
Yeah. But wait a minute. Bruce is kind of giving you an easy out here, and so is Charlotte.
I understand that lesson.
I mean, listen, if you're...
It's called romantic.
Wait.
It's taking it slow.
Travis, you're 16, right? 15. When you're 15 and you're into a girl and you're in love with her, your hands are on her. And I want to know why Travis's hands aren't on her.
Oh, he's taking his time.
She wants you to put your hands on her. Do you have an explanation for that? And it's not because you like her too much. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You just look at her as a friend?
No, I look at her as a girlfriend.
As a potential long-term person, so maybe he's respecting her. And unlike a lot of guys out there, not rushing into, he's taking some time because he respects
her.
Good for you.
I understand that. I understand that. But he should be putting his arm around her. He should be kissing her. He should be holding her.
Can you send him a timeline, maybe?
Angela, what have you kissed him?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Ooh, what was the hesitation? What was that all about?
I really want to...
It was probably soft. You're just ready.
We have to get into this. This is important.
Well, I've kind of had better.
You've had better?
Oh, that's all right. Hey, listen, Travis. What do you want? Travis, you haven't been stepping up to the plate, buddy. Why don't you plant one on her next time you see her?
Okay, I'll do that.
Oh, boy.
I think his ego is just shattered.
He sounds sweet.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
I know, but Travis, remember all the kissing you were doing with your other girlfriends?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you like Angela even more than them, right?
Yeah.
So why not just kiss her a little more?
He will.
All right.
Poor guy.
Angela, how do you like to be kissed, Angela?
A lot.
All right.
With the tongue?
Hey, Travis.
You're just a fruit you can practice.
Travis, you could give her a good kiss next time you see her? Listen, let me explain something. It took me many years to learn this, Travis. I'm going to impart some knowledge to you, all right? Listen up. Forget about what your instincts are for women. Do what they want. Your job is to try to figure out what they want and then do it. Not do what you want instinctively. That will get you nowhere. Do you understand?
Yeah.
All right, so she wants you to kiss her. Give her a kiss. All right?
All right.
What do you care? All right. Angela?
Yeah?
Now, tell Travis you'd like a nice kiss from him next time.
Travis, I would like a nice kiss from you.
Deep. Corolla family therapy.
All right, Travis?
Especially on my birthday.
Yeah. That's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay, Travis.
Grope her a little bit.
Travis, if you're not into her, tell us. If you don't feel that way, say something. Do you feel that way about her?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, now you have to act like it, all right?
Right.
All right, Travis. All right. Thanks, Angela.
You're welcome.
All right. Good times. Charlotte, why do you disagree with me when I say you have to figure out what women want and then do it?
Well, because you're telling a young man that happens to really care for someone, he's actually saying he's in love with her and saying, just go for it. If maybe he's looking at the long term and maybe he has some deep respect for her, I think it's really admirable, especially for a guy his age, to want to take it slow. It's so funny. You're saying,
no.
Grope her.
What do you think this is? Cable?
Showtime. I'm so sorry.
No.
I went over the edge, didn't I?
I agree with you. And if we were talking about intercourse here or oral sex or something like that, and a couple of 15-year-olds, I would definitely agree with you. But she's talking about being affectionate, kissing, holding,
she wants other things too, though.
Hugging. Well, she may, but she's saying that he's not putting his arm around her. He's not kissing her. He's
she
not holding
it.
Her.
He's
and
nervous.
That's what I'm talking
he's
about.
Nervous. He's not well endowed.
No. He's so nervous.
William will not rest until one teenager kills himself.
All right.
Before the 10 o'clock hour is through. All right. We will take ourselves a little break. Hey, Ann. Turn it on the man show. We're over at Snoop Dogg's house.
Whatever.
I know that's the one you wanted to see over there. We will take ourselves a little break. I got to yell at Dr. Bruce, and we'll be back after this.
Loveline.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Anticipation. Wanting. Mysterious. Desire, fantasizing, playful, flirtatious, stimulating, addictive, intimate, inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, sultry, seductive, sexy. Exciting, fun, heart pounding, breathtaking, ecstasy, Texas style couch dancing, exclusively at Deja Vu, 315 Washington Avenue North in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
Think about it. When was the last time you heard a news story, read an article, or heard an advertisement promoting the latest advances in technology like the internet, websites, and e-commerce? We're all being inundated with this information for good reason. Technology is changing our world. And as technology advances, so does the need for people who know how to manage that technology. That's why the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College have programs that teach you the basics of network technology and internet management to develop the skills needed to enter this fast-growing field. Call 651-229-3600 to find out more about the short-term hands-on training available for you to become a network support specialist or a network systems engineer. These Microsoft-authorized academic training programs will prepare you to become a Microsoft-certified professional or Microsoft-certified systems engineer. And what could be more convenient than their on-site testing centers? So call the Minnesota School of Business and Globe College now at 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. You don't have to think about it anymore.
I'm talking to a real live Geico auto insurance customer, Jackie Gelman. Jackie, you filed a claim with Geico. How fast was it handled?
It was fast.
As fast as a cheetah chasing a frightened antelope on the African plains, Jackie?
Well, it was fast.
Voila! Claims handled as fast as a cheetah at dinner time, give or take a few antelope. One 15-minute call could save you 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Oh, come on, have a drink.
No, thanks.
Just one little drink.
I don't want to.
Chicken, everyone else is.
I said no.
What a nerd. One little drink won't kill you.
You've heard it all before. Be cool. Join the crowd. Have a drink, even though you're not 21.
Let's go. She's no fun.
Make the right choice. Don't give in. Underage drinking is dumb and dangerous.
Look out!
A public service message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Martin Short with today's Eco Quiz. Okay, you separated the bottles, jars, and cans and put them out for pickup or drop them at a recycling center. What else do you have to do to complete the recycling process? Here's the answer to today's Eco Quiz. You have to buy recycled products. You see, separating the bottles, jars, and cans and dropping them off at a recycling center is only half of the recycling process. Recycling just won't work unless we all make an effort to buy new products made from recycled materials. That way, we'll encourage manufacturers to use more recycled materials. So do your part. When you shop, look for labels that say, made with recycled content. What it gets down to is this. If you're not buying recycled products, to close the loop, you're not really recycling. Get involved, get the facts, recycle, and buy recycled.
November 15th is America Recycles Day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-CALL-EBF. This message from the Ad Council, the Steel Recycling Institute, and U.S.
EPA. Yes, Jim, it's the continuing adventures of Roofer Man. Faster than a speeding nail gun. More powerful than a big insurance company. Able to roof a three-story A-frame in a single week. It's a dark and stormy night in Minneapolis as Dick and Jane settle in for a good night's rest.
Jane, what is that?
It's a drip, Dick. We have a leaky roof. We'd better get the landlord on the phone, Dick.
This sounds like a job for Roofer Man.
I am Roofer Man, 9905258. Oh, good people, I'm Roofer Man. I can replace this roof.
But Roofer Man, our landlord says insurance won't cover this.
Fear not. Dealing with insurance companies is my specialty. Just stand back and let the Roofer Man do his work.
You were amazing, Roofer Man. Our landlord is happy because you didn't make him pay until the job was complete. And we're happy because you were fast and neat. Thanks, Roofer Man.
Think nothing of it, my good woman. It's all in a day's work for the Roofer Man. 9905258.
Join the Minnesota Literacy Council for the 2000 Minnesota Literacy Golf Open, Monday, July 10th at New Prague Golf Club. The scramble tournament begins at 11 a.m. and a silent auction, reception, and dinner follow. Nearly one in five Minnesota adults is functionally illiterate. If you're in marketing, sales, or communications of any kind in your company, get involved in this first annual event. For more information, call Chairman Ben Gardner at 952-758-5811 or check the station's website. The deadline is July 3rd. Call today and be a link to literacy.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Modern rock icons the Psychedelic Furs are back in business after almost a decade apart. Richard Butler, Tim Butler, and John Ashton decided to reform after some spring writing sessions sparked interest among the Butler brothers to do another Furs album. Richard Butler says, quote, "When Tim saw all the songs I had, he asked about doing another Furs record, and then our manager called about doing some shows, so it seemed like the time was right. Because we're not exactly sure what to expect from ourselves or the audience, the whole idea of being in the Psychedelic Furs again is exciting. The band will play a few solo warm-up dates before hitting the road on July 7th with the B-52s and the Go-Go's. The Zone Files, from e-commerce from U.S. West and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
I'm Brian Oak.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105. You know, we all enjoy the Alternative Classics. However, Brian Oak seems to enjoy them more than the average person. We put a hidden microphone in his car. Let's listen.
Well, what do we have here? Hello, Zone 105. What's a good-looking station like you doing in a car like this?
How about getting off of these antibiotics? Mm-hmm. Ooh, I gotta let it fly.
In the morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla. This is Dr. Drew. And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce over there. Dr. Bruce is board certified. I swear to Christ he is. I know you don't believe me. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Forget about the fax number. Willie McNamara and Charlotte Ross are both here from Beggars and Choosers. Showtime, Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock. Do not miss that. Coming up in two nights from now. All right, let's get to line one. I know, Bruce, you didn't pick that one out, but Melissa's angry, so I want to talk to her. Melissa? Melissa?
What's up?
You're 27. What's going on?
Adam Carolla. What's up, Adam Carolla?
All right. What do you want?
Well, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a good choice, Adam. That's why they have me pick the call.
But listen, I like to talk to people who disagree with me, but they cannot use the F word in the
I
first
sentence. I wonder if that's because of what we were talking about earlier, or maybe not.
I don't know. So far, Charlotte has used the F word twice. But, probably set a bad example.
She might have been Tom Jones' daughter.
Oh, you know what? Mm.
And speak to Melissa on line one over there. See if you can get her to tone down the profanity, and we'd be more than happy to talk to her. Unlike other talk shows, we really welcome people's negative input on this show. And for my money, we don't get enough of it.
Unacceptable.
Too many people who agree with us, and I'd like to talk to some naysayers. I really would, and I always pick them out. Megan?
Yeah?
You're 19. What's up?
Hi. I have a boyfriend who has been dropping acid on a pretty regular basis, and I got in a conversation with him a few weeks ago, and he was saying how I said it seemed like he was being a bit excessive, the amount he was doing it, kind of not very healthy for him. And he kept telling me that as far as he researched it, and he knew what he was doing, and there are no real long-term effects of it.
Yeah.
And I went and I looked it up a little bit, and as far as I can tell, flashbacks are pretty much all that they do. As far as long-term effects go, that's pretty much all that there is. And I was wondering if...
No, that's not correct.
Help me.
People that use large...
damage, but it does, or what...
All right, quiet down there, Megan. Bruce, go ahead.
Okay. There's no chromosomal damage. People that use large amounts of LSD over a period of time tend to have problems with anxiety disorders, depression later on in life. The other thing is it is addictive, not in the way that a drug which causes physical withdrawal is addictive, but people that use it and use it on a regular basis, they tend to have to use increasing amounts. People talk about doubling down, where if they do two hits for a few days and it doesn't do anything, they'll say, and they have to double that dose. So it is a problematic drug. It does have long-term consequences, and it's not as easy to find those things in the literature. I don't know where you looked, but it is a very bothersome drug when physicians are talking to patients, because most patients hear a lot of the folklore about it, how it was used to expand the mind in the 60s. There's a lot of the culture attached to it, and so I'll hear people that are in recovery and they'll say, well, I just want to use LSD. So it sometimes sneaks out as an innocuous drug. It's not that dangerous.
Well, it's not easy to find good acid.
Hey, I think that was Bruce's point. Megan, listen, here's what I know from doing this show and talking to a lot of people who have done a lot of acid. It does accumulate. It does have an effect over the years.
Okay.
And it's not a good effect. It really isn't.
Yeah.
So your boyfriend's kidding himself.
Yeah.
All right? Now, to say you can't drop acid a couple times and not have any harm, I wouldn't say that. But if you're going to do it every weekend and you're going to do it for a few months or a few years, it will add up.
Yeah.
And it will affect him in the future.
Does he have a family history of addictions or any other?
Not as far as I know. The only problem is, like, I've tried to talk to him and he doesn't see it as something bad. Like, he doesn't go, oh, it's bad. You know, I shouldn't be doing it. He's always like, he sees it. He's really, really intelligent, and he finds, like, logical ways to, like...
All right. Well, listen. It is bad in the long term, and if you disagree with his ideology, you ought to break up with him.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. There you go. All right. You want to go back to Melissa? As Ann spoke to her, she cooled down a little. All right. Let's see if we can do this. Melissa?
Hey, Adam.
All right. Please, mind your P's and Q's. Now, I'm putting you on the radio, but the second you use a swear word, we're going to hang up on you, okay?
Adam?
Okay.
Yes, okay.
All right.
I sincerely apologize because my enthusiasm for the cause overrode my tact.
I understand. All right, so what's up?
Well, so what I meant to say, first of all, what I meant to say to you was that you are that smart and you have that much to give to people, but you're so cocky that sometimes people can't get your gift because it's overridden by your intent, desire to prove yourself.
All right, listen, they're not paying me enough to get my gift. I give them a little present, a little stocking stuffer, but not the entire gift. Do you understand? I'm saving my gift for later.
Oh, I guess then that's your own money problem, isn't it?
What is your second point?
My second question is for Dr. Bruce, in the fact that I've always wondered whether it was a hormonal thing or whether it was just supposed to be resolved by, you know, gripping your knuckles to the Bible and saying it wasn't to be so. Either way, I really like chicks.
I see.
I think that was a call. I think that was for you, Adam.
Right. You like the ladies. You've always liked them.
Do, but I'm not. I'm a very attractive woman. I've had male experiences, and I love boys. But there's a stronger draw, and I was wondering because I went to an endocrinologist. I haven't had regular, like, you know, bleeding patterns. I'm not a menstrual woman, as they say. And so I went to an endocrinologist because I was curious as to whether that had an effect and to the difference.
It's an old blues song. I'm not a menstrual woman.
That was the case because I'd love a lot more women than this. But
right.
The doctor, and he was like, you're unusually hirsute.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good sign. So you have a lot of hair on you, huh?
But I'm little. I'm like hot and sexy, yet I have a little beard line.
What is it? You're like
a beard line?
You're like a little chinchilla.
Where's the beard line?
It's just chin.
I'm going around the...
It's more...
I'm guessing around the chin and jaw area. That's...
pronounced than other women. Like
I see. So, all right, so you may have a little... You may have a... Maybe you got some kind of tumor that's putting something off or something.
I don't believe there's a tumor. What I'm asking is whether there is an endocrine-related draw towards the female species or the appreciation thereof, or whether I should just discount it to some sin I'm supposed to be unaccustomed to.
All right, Bruce, what about people that are producing abnormal amounts of hair?
Okay. Androgens are... you have your male and your female hormones. Basically, the balance is different in the normal range, and... the amount of hair that you're describing doesn't sound like it's abnormal. If you went to an endocrinologist, he did the examination and testing that would look for serious causes of excess.
Did he do that?
Honey, it's on my chest. It's on my back.
Hold on, I'm going to masturbate. Listen, did the guy run the battery of tests on you? Make sure you didn't have any problem with your thyroid or something?
No, I don't have the money for the test. I don't have Adam. I live in the valley. What are you talking
about? Oh, listen, honey, I grew up in the valley. I got money for tests. What part of the valley in?
He's got hair on his back, too.
That's right. Backside, that is. What part of the valley in?
Hollywood on Victory.
North Hollywood. Oh, Jesus Christ, you got to get out of there. That's what's putting hair on you. I grew up in North Hollywood. That place is a dump. You know, people sort of wax on poetically about their hometowns. North Hollywood, dump. Oh. I recommend everyone get out of it immediately. Please, and especially Victory. What's your cross street?
My cross street, Fulton.
No, kill yourself. Forget about leaving. Just kill yourself tonight.
The Valley.
Fulton and Victory. Holy Christ, you're right on the border of Van Nuys.
That's in my hairy dilemma.
Oh, my God. North Hollywood, Van Nuys border. Dilemma. It's really, I swear to Christ, North Hollywood and Van Nuys, the border of that, it'd be like if you could get Guadalajara up against Beirut. If there somehow was a border between those two cities, that's what that would be like.
So she's in a high stress.
She should just kill herself. Yeah, no, forget about the endocrinologist. Just kill yourself. Don't even move. They'll find your body. They'll move it later. The hair will fall out after you stop breathing, right?
I was trying to understand exactly what the question was.
I don't know. She went to an endocrinologist, but she didn't have money for tests. She has
in my uneducated opinion, I would say that just because you have hair or no hair does not mean you're going to be in love with one sex more than the other.
Right.
I don't think they have any correlation.
Okay. No. But go to a specialist. Go to, hold on. Melissa.
What?
Go down to County USC. Go to some county college.
Assuming that I'm prescribing my own situation just due to an abnormally hairy condition, that would be negating my intelligence as a human being.
Have you become more aggressive recently along with the hair or any other...
Testosterone is a drug. Just the same.
Hey, Melissa.
Follow up with your doctor.
Listen, the hair may be it may be a symptom of something that's wrong with you. You should go get yourself checked out. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
What?
All right. Get yourself checked out. And whatever it is you're doing, stop it. It's not working. That's my point. I don't know what you're doing. Stop doing it. I don't know if she's praying. I don't know if she's drinking. Whatever it is, it's not working out for her. Got to get out of North Hollywood.
She got a Loveline tricorder, like on.
She said she was on around Victory and Fulton, and that's even people live in North Hollywood even make fun of that that area of North Hollywood. That is crap Hollywood over there. Sean.
Oh
yes, you're 17. What's up?
Nothing much. I just wanted to say, man, you're freaking cool.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and Bruce, I like you better than Dr. Drew.
Really? That's the first time I've ever heard that, and he's been filling in for 4 years.
Let's talk about Adam's poor judgment in certain situations.
Okay. Sean. Where are you? What's up there, Sean?
All right. Well, I had this ex-girlfriend, right? And every time I'd go down on her, I would nearly vomit.
But you didn't vomit, right?
One time I did.
One time?
No, you didn't.
Where did you vomit?
Where did I vomit?
Where?
Between her legs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's,
I bet she loved it.
That's
been great for her.
10 years of therapy for her. Oh, my God, but that does. How old is she?
She was 15.
Oh, you know what that does to a 15-year-old girl?
So what was wrong? What was wrong with her? Or
what made you vomit?
Well, I mean, it's not like the normal smell. I mean, this stuff smells like...
Oh.
All right.
Not like...
We understand, but listen.
Diflucan.
You have a new girlfriend now, right?
No, I'm single.
Okay. Well, listen, the next one you find won't smell that bad.
Well, I was just kind of curious what would cause something that god-awful.
Yeah, he's got post-traumatic stress disorder on top of it.
He's like a Vietnam veteran.
Yeah.
Listen, she could have had some kind of infection.
Right.
God only knows. And listen, as you get older, you develop a taste for that.
Oh.
No, but let me explain.
I'm hearing a sushi analogies now.
Oh,
no, okay, but that's not a bad analogy. Here's what I'm saying. You take a guy who's 15, 16, 17 years old. You give him a little caviar, he'll spit it right out, right? Yeah. You give him a nice Cuban cigar, he's going to throw up. You give him a shot of beautiful brandy, he's going to spit that back out of his face. All good things. I mean, expensive things, sought-after things, right? No good at 15, 16. But you give that same guy, 35, that brandy, that caviar, that Cuban cigar, he's all over it. He's spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to get some of that brandy, that cigar. That's an acquired taste. Vagina, same thing.
What
you get into it as you get older.
My guess is that she probably had an infection or something. I mean,
That may be possible, but also you do develop a sort of...
Acquired taste,
you're
saying?
Taste.
I
see.
Yeah.
Are you sure it was the vagina?
Have you acquired
a
taste
yeah.
for the rotting food in your refrigerator at your house? I mean, is that another thing?
Are you saying that
I
you were
enjoy
younger?
It, but I will eat it, yes.
When you were younger,
like
you
rancid meat, things like that. Yeah.
Thought it was bad, and now you're,
Well, here's what I'm saying. I didn't like, for instance, beer. When I was 15, I had to close my eyes and chug it down. Now I'm an alcoholic. Do you know what I'm saying?
But you didn't answer my question.
Oh, you're talking about vagina?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Specifically, just what you were telling him.
I'll tell you, as the years have worn on, I've become more and more accustomed to it. Now I would say I love it now. Yeah.
But you were saying you were freaked out as much as he was, maybe, when you first
started? But I didn't do too much of that at too early an age, so I don't really know. I mean, I'm sure if I'd had one in my mouth at 14, 15 years old, I may have had some reaction, but I didn't consistently have vagina in my mouth until maybe I was like 19 or something. Sporadic.
How old was he?
Some sporadic. He was 17.
He's
about that age where he should start sort of growing out of that. And I'm not saying she didn't have
a
problem.
Oh, no, she could have.
But you don't throw up when you get older. You work that out. You do what I do. You know the stuff the coroner uses when they pull the body out of the swamp, that little stuff they put on their upper lip, like the silence of the lamb?
Oil of wintergreen.
Yeah, I put a little shot of that on the upper lip before I get down there.
That's wrong.
The chicks like the mentholatum.
And I wonder if you smell like roses anyway.
That's a good point.
Sean's
a very good point. Thankfully, I talc up before the day.
Yeah, we women have to hold our nose.
Yeah, you're right.
The important thing for everybody to understand is that, as you mentioned, it can be an infection. A pelvic exam is extremely important.
Well, it's all water under the bridge now because they've long since broken up.
Oh,
Mike? Mike?
Yeah.
Caller who goes by the name Mike. You're 17. Our callers are so stoned they use a fake name and then they don't respond to it. Happens every night. Mike, what's up?
Well, I masturbate and I got warts on my hands and I was wondering if you guys could tell me if that's what causes it or...
Mike, you've come to the master of the masturbation universe, Adam Carolla. Go ahead, Adam.
All right. I'm going to take a quick break here, Mike, all right? I got to masturbate because now you brought it up. And my rule is if someone brings up masturbation, I have to masturbate within 2 minutes.
I'm sorry.
I think I'll take a walk.
So, Mike...
I'm
going to go have myself in the bathroom, okay?
Right.
Yeah, just hang on and we'll answer that question, all right?
Okay.
All right. William and Charlotte are both here from Beggars and Choosers. Showtime. Tuesday night, 10 o'clock. We'll take a little break and we'll be back after this.
We'll be right back with more.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
With all the different options out there, are you having a hard time choosing the right wireless carrier? VoiceStream Wireless and CenTown will make it easier for you. You'll simply get one.
Get more minutes for less with 600 anytime weekday minutes, plus 1,000 nationwide weekend minutes for just $39.99 from VoiceStream Wireless. And now at CENTCOM, you get a free Motorola digital phone and free accessories with activation. Plus, with VoiceStream, you get free features like voicemail, numeric paging, caller ID, and first incoming minute free. Now at CENTCOM, you can register to win a trip for two to see the B-52s and the Go-Go's in Cleveland. Second prize is a Walkman, and third prize is a classic alternative CD library. Stop by one of CENTCOM's four locations, Crystal, Buffalo, Monticello, and our newest location in Champlin. Or call 1-800-863-5137. Some restrictions apply, new annual service agreement required. Credit history checks, e-store for details. While supplies last.
Gabby's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure her into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50-cent taps all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park. And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50-cent taps. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery.
Welcome to Best Banks Drive-Thru. Please hit send.
I did.
Hit the send button.
I just did.
It's the one on the left.
I know. It doesn't work.
It's the red button.
Can I get some service here?
Hey, this isn't Maury's Mazda.
Yeah, that's for sure. At Maury's, they listen. Thanks anyway.
Welcome to Burgers Galore. Can I take your order?
Yeah, I'd like the number 4 combo.
The numbers are on the sign.
No, I want the number 4 combo.
Which 4 combos do you want?
You know, what I want is some service.
Hey, this isn't Maury's Mazda.
Yeah, no kidding. They have great service at Maury's. Good thing I'm not trying to buy a car from you.
At Maury's Mazda, we listen. Just tell us what you're looking for and we'll find the right car for you. That's how we maintain the top customer satisfaction rating in the Twin Cities. Take advantage of our special sale prices this weekend at the place where service is key. Maury's Mazda on 394 west of Plymouth Road.
This summer, Rick's Cabaret is the place to be. Daytime or nighttime, Rick's is always jumping. It's your favorite bar with your favorite ladies, and now it's your favorite party spot with an awesome calendar of summer fun. Check out 2-for-1 Tuesday with some amazing exotic fun featuring 2-for-1 table dances from 4 to 10 p.m. That means you buy one, you get one free. Plus, if you stop into Rick's with the ticket stuff from that night's sporting event, you'll get in for free. Stop into Rick's Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. for an all-you-can-eat lunch buffet. You can get satisfied in more ways than one at Rick's. Also, swing into happy hour every weekday from 4 to 7 p.m. and enjoy half-price drinks. Monday kicks off the week right. You'll find the Twin Cities' most eligible amateurs competing for cash and prizes on Rick's main stage. Wednesday is poker night at Rick's. For each table dance you get a car. That's simple. All you need to do is assemble a winning poker hand, and you can win free bar tabs and dinners. Work downtown in the service industry? Then you need to swing into Rick's for service industry nights, Sundays, for great drink specials. Rick's Cabaret, conveniently located in downtown Minneapolis on the corner of 3rd and 3rd.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105.
Yep, it is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. I'm everywhere, everyone. That is Dr. Bruce over there. Dr. Bruce is filling in for Dr. Drew, who will be back in here in just a few short days. Dr. Bruce, somebody dropped a nickel in Poughkeepsie, and Drew hopped on the first plane and went over there to go pick it up. He is such a whore, Dr. Drew. Oh, my God, is he a whore. Anywhere. Listen, you want Dr. Drew to come to your party? Give him $10. He'll be there. Forget about the show. He's going
to
be there.
Change the subject. Can I ask you one question?
Mm-hmm.
I was like having a nightmare the other night. I was watching TV, dozed off, and I woke up, and you were on Conan.
Yes, that was true.
But you know karma is?
Horrible experience,
like, for
by
every
the way.
Time you've made fun of me for being nervous or
right.
choking.
Why was it horrible? Why were you so nervous?
Oh, I wasn't nervous at all. It was just, wasn't a great outing. But what were you saying, Bruce? What was your impression of it?
Well, Go ahead. It didn't seem like you were excited to be there.
Oh, the audience was god-awful. They hated me.
Right. If something was going on between you, I couldn't tell. But
if something was going on between me and the audience, it was not a good thing.
And,
basically how it
was like. It looked like you've flown there, you're going to fly back, and you're wanting to get out of there as quickly as possible.
Well,
it didn't seem like a real happy...
Conan was not that great, and the audience sucked, and I was just mad at the audience.
Why?
So my girl's like, screw you. Because I came on there, and I was just doing some jokes and some... I don't know. I don't even know what the hell I was doing.
You never prepared?
Well, they give you they basically do a pre-interview, and you have some sort of beats, some notions of what you're going to be talking about before you go on these shows. Let me explain to everyone, by the way, because I love just I'll give everyone a little peek behind the curtain of Hollywood here. All these shows that you do, whether it's, you know, Letterman or Leno or Conan or whatever it is, any show, they have producers, segment producers. Every guest you see on one of these shows is produced. You guys have done this, I'm sure. You know how it works. And they work the hell out of you. And they want to know everything that you're going to say on their show.
But make it look impromptu.
Right. So Conan sits up there and he says, how was the flight? And you go, oh, let me tell you about that flight. And then you do 5 minutes on airplane food. And then he says, and what's your family think about your recent success? Well, don't get me started on the family, Conan, but it's all been worked out in advance. And that's why some of this stuff comes up a little flat, to tell you the truth, because they're so worried. Those segment producers are so fearful for their job and so worried that segment's not going to work out that they basically run the thing dry before you even get out there. And what happens with the hosts, especially if they're not the most skilled, is all they're doing is reloading their next question. They're never in the moment. They're never listening to you. They're never having to listen to you. They're never having to have a dialogue with you.
Mm-hmm.
They're just reloading. They fire the question, how was this flight over? Now they're in the reloading process. You're talking, and all it sounds like to them is blah, 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 blah.
It's hilarious, and that's the kind of stuff we make fun of on our show. All the make-believe stuff that goes behind to make it all look, you know, real and impromptu, and it's all made me lie.
It drives me insane. I wish they would just let people who know how to talk get up there and just talk, and I wish the host would just sort of join in and go down some road and see where it goes.
It was like there was a conveyor belt, and it could have been you coming out. It could have been Bob Hope.
He was just sitting there conveying the questions, and the audience, who I couldn't stand, was not picking up with what I was putting down. So I turned on them and called them idiots.
Well,
women
and misogyny.
I just had an ass full of that.
You insulted everyone in
the audience.
Wow. Friends. You call them stupid lesbians.
Let me also set something straight here too. Speaking of Tom Shales, I brought that review. They said any bad reviews for the man. Reviews for the man show, and I said I got a great one by Tom Shales from the Washington Post, and I brought it. And they said, because they're pussies, do not bring up Tom Shales' name on our show. Tom Shales just gave Conan a good review after giving him bad reviews, and we don't want to piss him off.
So you did.
And I went up there and I said, okay, I'll not bring up the guy's name. I said, this is a review from the Washington Post. And then I said the guy was a big, fat blowhard, you know. They then, when I saw it that night, cut out the part about the Washington Post, and they just went right halfway into the review. It was almost a non sequitur. They're such pussies. They're so scared of what Tom Shales is going to do to them over there. And, this business.
They may be hanging by a thread.
Assful of all of you. Believe me. And listen, any of you, you know, and people always say to me all the time, and I know people have had an assful of me too, aren't you worried about Conan? Aren't you worried about Tom Shales? Aren't you worried about this? Aren't you worried about that? Kiss my ass, all of you, right now. I could give a rat's ass about all you people. You think you're going to hurt my career? Go ahead. Bring it on, brother, you pussies.
Would you say that if they give you a great review and tell
no.
you were how fabulous
I'd
you were?
Still say,
he didn't care.
Bring it on. You can do nothing to me because I'm better than all you
one
pussies.
One advice, that suit. Where's
just
you?
Let it out.
Thank
Lose
you.
Lose that suit.
Oh, shut up, Bruce. I've had enough of you. When's Drew coming back? Mike?
Yeah.
All right, so you're 17. You have warts on your hand. You're worried you're going to transfer those warts to your penis, right?
I'm not worried about that. I'm just wondering if masturbation is what caused the warts.
On your hands?
Yes.
Yes, that and blindness.
Well, no. Masturbation causes, does not cause blindness or loss of hearing.
No, but what about warts? It does cause warts on the hands.
Something does.
Yeah, I know. And something causes planes to fall out of the sky every once in a while, too. You think that's masturbation?
A lot of planes falling.
All right, listen here, you jack off. I've had enough. I mean, that's a non-question.
Maybe if we...
Bruce, pick another call here.
Well,
I'm very fired up tonight, as you can see.
Let me just...
He didn't care. That wasn't his question.
Okay.
He was just talking.
Warts... Genital warts are so common, and it is such a problem, and it has been linked to cervical cancer. So it is important to mention that.
He's not talking about
genital. I understand it. It is theoretically possible for these warts to go back and forth from hands from different parts of the body. It theoretically
doesn't happen, though.
Right.
Never heard about it.
But
okay. Warts, you can get them lasered right off.
You don't
really
see... Viruses are incorporated into the genome, into the chromosome. You don't really see most of the warts. So that's another great reason to use condoms, the secretions from sexual secretions from the viruses.
Okay. Please, do your job.
Get yourself checked out is what I think.
Right. Justin?
Yeah?
You're 18. What's up?
Not much. Just chilling.
All right. Forget about him. He's just chilling. Well, just chill for a little while longer. Brandy?
Hi.
You're 23. What's up with you?
Well, actually, I have a couple of issues.
All right.
I was molested as a child at probably 7 or 8, I think, and it was by an immediate family member.
Which one?
I don't really feel comfortable saying that. But
well, it's important, though. It does factor in. Was it uncle, father, brother?
Older brother.
Okay.
Half-brother who I didn't live with for my life.
And how old was he at the time?
Oh, geez, probably 20.
So he's a good 13 years older than you are?
Yeah.
I see. Okay, so he was 20 and you were 7.
Uh-huh.
Now, how long did this go on?
I really honestly don't remember, but I want to think probably about a year or a year and a half, maybe 2.
It's terrible.
All right. And now what's the problem?
Well, my parents were good providers and everything. I always had everything. They weren't there very much on the mental, emotional side.
Right.
When I was about 16 or 17, I had lots of problems, obviously, because of my past, and I started smoking pot, and probably smoked about an eighth a week or so, and then from about 19 to 22, I smoked about an eighth every 2 or 3 days.
All right. Hey, Brandy, hold on a second. We got to take a quick break, all right?
Okay.
All right. Your problem is you're smoking too much weed?
Well, I have sexual dysfunction now.
Join the club. Hold on a second. All right?
Uh-huh.
We have to take this break, and then we'll get back.
It's an important call. Yes, stay with us.
Fix this thing up for you, all right? You'll be good as new when we're done with you, all right?
Okay.
All right, hang on there. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Brandy after this.
Loveline,
1-800-LOVE-191.
Back in a minute.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and trowel.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, today's hottest superstars, full length, uncut. 3 for just $19.99. Need more? Take 4. 4 packs of hot XXX action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
There's something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on 2 packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. 2 for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selections. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
You want to impress her with a magnificent engagement ring, but your budget is limited. No problem. See Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington for the largest collection of engagement and wedding ring designs in the state. At Spence Diamonds, we've eliminated several middlemen. We import rough diamonds directly from Antwerp, Belgium. This eliminates one middleman. We cut these diamonds in our own state-of-the-art cutting plant. Another middleman gone. At Spence Diamonds, your ring is manufactured in our own studios. A third middleman gone. I'm Doug Spence, and because of vertical integration, Spence Diamonds can control quality while reducing costs. She gets a quality bridal set, you get far better value. See Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington for selection, quality, and savings.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
And now, a message from Audio King Car Audio. It's no secret. Everyone's got to have the boom, boom. Boom, boom this. Boom, boom that. But it's also got to sound clear, right? Well, Marcia, that's where Boston Acoustics comes in. Snap a couple of Boston Acoustics' new competitor series subwoofers in your ride and get fanny shaking bass plus audio clarity like you've never heard. That's crisp, clear audio. Not crisp like a toasted cheese sandwich, but crisp like my tear ducts are overflowing because this music is so pure. And this week only, when you buy any 10 or 12 inch Boston Acoustics competitor subwoofer, you get a free subwoofer box. That, my friend, is a $70 value. Not enough? Well, hold on to your love handles, because all Boston Acoustics car speakers and subs are on sale this week as Audio King explodes with its 4th of July savings, followed by their huge Christmas in July sale. That's two gigantic sales, one great store. Let's review. Amazing, technically superb subwoofers and a free sub box, and all Boston Acoustics on sale. The question I ask is why you're not here, right now, adding some boom boom to your ride. Hmm?
Hey, where'd you get that?
Audio King.
From atop the Washington Monument, we look down into an arena.
It has stood with us, brought us together.
I have a dream today.
But on July 3rd, hear its most star-spangled story.
It shows the struggle of getting anything built.
From the first plans to the recent restoration. This year, the celebration begins early. The Washington Monument. It stands for all. Monday at 8 Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
Hoochie Boochies.
Right about now.
Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNZ Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Hey. That's Charlotte Ross and Willie McNamara both here from Beggars and Choosers. Showtime, Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock. Charlotte, what were you saying?
We're negotiating a Hershey bar.
She was saying that Showtime wasn't a great network.
No, oh, I didn't. Right. I did not.
Listen, let me...
Billy said something, and I'm not getting anything.
I love
Showtime.
Yeah, we're just talking during the break about how crappy MTV was.
Right.
And about how crappy Showtime was.
We didn't. No. That's not true.
All right, I may have brought that up.
We brought that up.
Here's what I want to say about everyone, no matter what business you're in, whether you're running a network or running a box factory.
Or if you're Canadian.
And if you're MTV, who's come to me many times and asked me to please stop talking about how crappy they are on interviews and television, radio, and things like that. Here's your job, MTV. Don't bother me about what I'm saying about you. All you have to do is not be crappy, and I won't talk bad about you. And it'll solve itself. And Showtime, you do the same thing. Don't worry about putting a spin on everything. Just clean up your own house, right? Less externalizing, more internalizing. That's what we need to do. Take responsibility, all you crappy networks.
That's for your sage advice, Adam.
That's right. Brandy?
Oh, damn it!
Brandy, you're 23.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well,
oh, that's right. Cool. That's right. Okay. Molested at 7, 20-year-old half-brother did this to you.
Right.
Where is he now? Does he have children?
No, he doesn't have children. He's a loser by himself in another state.
Did he get reported?
No.
Did you go to therapy? Have you talked to anybody about this, a professional?
No.
All right. You must, Brandy. You can't work around this.
It sounds like you understand you're addicted to marijuana, or you are.
No.
Excuse me?
Yeah. What do you do for a living? Are you a stripper?
No, actually, I'm professional. I work in a...
professional stripper?
No. Safety industry.
Public safety?
Yeah.
What do you do? You manufacture seatbelts and helmets?
No, I work with security private security.
I see. All right. So you're doing all right. But you, well, your relationships aren't very good, are they?
She's got sexual dysfunction.
Suck bad.
Yeah.
And that's another thing is that I've never, through any of the boyfriends I've ever had, no matter how close to them I was mentally or emotionally or sexually attracted to them, none of them have ever made me have an orgasm, not even during oral sex.
Right, but I mean, you know, you're so far from having to worry about having an orgasm. Your very choice of a boyfriend, your experience in the relationship, all these things are very complex and they're related to what happened to you, and until you just get out of with not being in a relationship, go to therapy, wait 6 or 12 months, work with your therapist, you'll find it's a totally different experience in the relationship, and there is happiness. You can work through this type of thing, but it is related to what happened to you, and it's not an excuse, and it is something that you'll benefit greatly from going to see somebody.
Hey, Brandy? Brandy, listen to me. You don't have a choice. You really don't.
Are you afraid to go?
You have to see a therapist.
Are you afraid to see somebody?
I'm afraid to go. I work a lot, and most of the time it's been money related.
But listen. You have enough money to do this. If you want to do it, you'll do it.
Oh, I know. I've looked into lots of programs.
All right.
And just recently, that is kind of on a sliding fee scale.
Good. Do it. That's it. All the other problems aren't worth talking about right now.
There's 12-step programs that are free.
And that's a good point, because addictions are a primary problem once they start. This doesn't mean that if you get therapy for the molestation and you work on relationship problems, the addiction will go away. Addiction is now another primary problem you have, and you have to address that also. But that's not bad news. That's good news. It means there are more answers to your situation.
Right. Listen, I've said it 1,000 times. My dad missed a couple of Pop Warner football games. I'm going to therapy.
You
know what I'm saying? If I was molested, I'd be doing the show from the therapist's office. We'd put an ISDN line in there. I'd be lying on the sofa with a microphone. You have to. If this kind of thing happened to you for this period of time by a 20-year-old when you're 7 years old, you have to do it. Otherwise, it will run your life. Every relationship, everything. That's it. You have no choice. Jason?
Yes?
You're 17. What's up?
This is Adam?
Yes.
Hey, Adam, can I say one short thing, then you can answer my question?
All right, but no cussing, please.
I don't cuss that much.
Okay.
You know. The Man Show?
Yes.
But once we had, like, I'm from Maryland, and our power went out, our cable, and I missed The Man Show, and I'm all pissed off.
Went out tonight?
Yes.
Oh, you missed us over at Snoop Dogg's house getting stoned with him.
Snoop Dogg's my idol.
Oh, you would have loved tonight's show.
I know.
You'll need therapy later on if you miss that show.
Not me.
All right, thanks, Jason. Now, what's your question?
Okay, once I masturbate, I masturbate 26 times.
26 times in what period of time?
Like 6 times a month. I mean, 6 times a day.
Mm-hmm. 6 times a day?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
terrific.
That's quite a pace you're on there.
In private, of course.
Hey.
You're making a serious run at my indoor record.
Well, the Austin twins from Playboys, is twins.
Yeah.
I love them. They're hot.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. You haven't spoken to them. That's why I think they're hot.
Like the Juggies, too.
Yeah, the Juggies are fine, though. I like them. All right, so what's your question, Jason?
Once I masturbate, my skin peels.
Same thing. Really? Well, let me get that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, do you use lotion, Jason?
I use lotion.
I just use the hand.
Oh,
no.
I see. Yeah.
Grease down very, very hard.
All right. Well, take it easy
on yourself.
Jason, what kind of a dating life do you have?
He's going out with a couple of models right now, I'm sure. 17, he's jacking himself into oblivion.
I'll ask the question.
He has no social life.
When is it a problem? When are you masturbating too much? That's the question you should be asking.
Once I can't get girls, and at the fire department, because I know years you didn't get to be a firefighter.
Mm-hmm. Fire department, yeah.
Well, it sounds a little bit excessive, and it sounds like you're pretty focused on this, and it sounds like it may be affecting other things in your life.
Oh God!
All right,
the fire department.
I've heard that before.
That's in the
masturbating fireman.
Drop and whack off. I think that's Jason's. All right, I've had enough of Jason.
Okay.
You know, I don't know who was telling me over the weekend, but you know that stop, drop, and roll thing that you're supposed to do when you're on fire?
Fire, right.
Do they really need to put the stop in there? You know what I mean? Wouldn't you just figure drop and roll would about cover it?
No,
do you need to stop?
No, if you keep running, you know, yeah, the flames.
But listen, when you're on fire, you go down and you roll. You
actually,
don't stop and drop and roll.
And you get scared and you actually start running.
Were you on fire?
My arm was on fire, yeah.
And you started running?
I did, and my mom pushed me down to stop, drop, and roll. And I
but you didn't stop. She tackled you.
I wish I had stopped on my own. I probably wouldn't have fret. So.
Were you freebasing? How did your arm catch on fire?
No, I was. My mom was making cheese fondue in the kitchen, like across from me, and I was in my little pom-pom outfit, and it came over like a little torch, and the actual fluid got on my arm. And
the, like, sterno fluid that was under the fondue pot?
Yes.
Hey, listen, I'm a big fan of fondue, and I don't know
I've never had it since.
I don't know what happened to fondue.
Fondue was very big for a while.
Yeah, it was very popular.
70s thing with disco and stuff.
Yeah, fondue. You take, like, a pot of cheese, you put a little sterno can under it.
Right.
You keep it
bread.
Molded, and you dip a little of that in there.
We have some tomorrow night. Maybe a little retro party.
It?
Yeah. You dip I'm into that. We need that fondue. Yeah.
So stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll, everybody.
Okay.
Or just drop and roll. I don't think you need to stop. Tammy?
It's very important.
You're 17.
I am.
What's up?
Okay, first, I just want to say, Adam, I love you. I've been listening to the show for years.
Thank you.
Okay, now my question is, I see a lot of guys, here and there, you know, whatever, and every time we go out, I always feel, at the end of the date, you know, I always feel obligated to, do whatever, you know, they want to do.
Wow.
What do they want to do?
Well, I mean, I've never been, they never wanted to have sex or anything, but, you know, making out or, you know, maybe a little farther than that, but...
And you feel obligated because why? They bought you dinner?
Well, not just because people... I don't know why I feel obligated. I just feel like, you know, okay, they took me out, so, you know, they want to, you know, sit in the car and make out, so I'm going to sit in the car and make out with them because they want to.
Yeah. So it's not so much that they took you out, but it's that your self-esteem is not in good condition, right? You have trouble saying no to people.
I don't think my self-esteem is that bad. I mean, I think highly of myself.
Right, but it sounds like you have pretty good boundaries. I mean, you're not feeling obligated to have sex with everybody you go out with.
Well, they haven't suggested it, but if they did, she might do it. But you can't assert yourself. You can't say, no, I don't want to do this, right?
I do have trouble, saying no. I don't know. Everyone always says, oh, you know, if you want to get respect, you know, you got to say no and hold your ground. But then I'm like, well, if I say no, then, you know.
Well, how often has it happened that you made out with someone you really didn't want to make out with?
Well, a lot. Maybe 10 times or something.
Wow.
No, but, you know, it's really good. You have insight. You're recognizing that there's a problem here in your personality or the way you deal with things, and this is something to work on, and you can avoid bigger problems later on. But it doesn't sound like you have major gaps in your ability to put up boundaries and to do the right thing.
It might be actually harder for you mostly to string them along, ultimately, and might be easier if you're not really interested to not make out and not continue seeing them. I mean, if you're doing that all the time, are you seeing lots of people at the same time?
I'm seeing probably, right now, I'm probably seeing, three guys.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Hey, 17. What are you, Heidi Fleiss? Relax. How many of them do you like? None of them?
Well, okay, that actually was another kind of question that I had is, I'm always seeing a lot of guys, but I never have just one. I would really like to just have one.
All right. Well, listen, you're insecure. You need to find one that you like the best and go with that person. All right? Don't date three guys.
Okay.
All right?
And it is something you need to work on because it's just like being a victim. People can sniff it out. They can find you in a room of 100 people. And a guy will sense that she has a certain type of guy that wants to take advantage, will find the person he can take advantage of. So as you start saying no and learning to do so and feel comfortable with it, you'll have less of these kind of guys around that want to take advantage of you.
Charlotte, do you ever make out with a guy you didn't really want to make out with?
No,
no,
I don't think
interested
so.
In.
No, never
happened?
She'd slap you around.
Maybe spin the bottle in eighth grade or something.
Yeah, but not after that.
She's the aggressor, I think.
No, I'm not the aggressor. I don't know what makes you think that.
No, you're very assertive. That's what I said.
Jeepers.
Yeah, you know what you want in a man, right?
I think so, yeah.
You're not going to waste your time with some clod.
I'd really rather not. I'd like to find the right one, yes.
I see. Yes, me too.
I'm sorry. Assertive is a better word. You're assertive. Right?
Yeah. Okay, wait till the break.
Yeah, I've never. what are we going to do during the break?
Nothing.
I don't think I've ever made out with anyone who didn't want to make out with me. They have no difficulty asserting themselves whatsoever.
You're 100% on that one.
Right? Listen, I get the opposite, and I swear this. I swear it sounds like I'm lying, but here's what I get. I'd like to make out with you. I'm not going to do it. No way.
I
don't know. There's a whole bevy of reasons. There's really just, there's more than I can count. But there's like, I'd like to make out with you. I'm not going to do it, though.
I respect you too much.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Where were all
are
these
you
girls
deprived?
In high school?
Let's
I would account myself amongst the deprived. Yes.
Really?
Study the Brillo pattern. Yes, I think I worse.
Yeah, look at the hair.
Government studied that.
Brillo hair.
There you go.
Justin?
Yep.
You're 18.
Yep.
What's up?
All right. Like, I come, like, I have an orgasm, right?
Right.
But.
Hold on, let me write this down.
Call. He sounds like that other guy.
Yeah, I'm the. No.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Anyway, I come. Okay. But I don't squirt nothing out, right?
I see.
Both. I can do either or. You know what I'm saying? I can hold.
That's good, right?
Mm, right.
We all try to do that. We try to learn how to do that. That's good.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
I hold it back. You know what I'm saying? It still feels good. You know what I mean?
Wow. How do you hold it back?
You know what I'm
saying? You don't know?
Well, I know there's a like a pressure point in your
is that a good
perineum? Or
it's a really good thing.
Know.
Which you can keep. It's actually a great thing.
It's good.
What are you saying, Billy?
You're
saying that you go on and on and on.
Yeah,
I can do it.
I can do it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
I have dry orgasms. You have dry orgasms.
How do you do that though?
You release it a little bit and get a little bit of the feeling and you don't let the stuff come out.
But how do you not let it come out?
I don't know. It's just muscle.
You let yourself do a 1/10 kind of cum, as you're saying.
Yeah,
it's
great. Right about this. This is a thing all guys try to do. Isn't
I'm a physician. I learned by observation.
Bruce doesn't know anything about this. I know something about this.
What do you know about it?
Well, here's what I know. There's a couple of things. One is called a retrograde ejaculation, where you take your finger. That's right.
Very good.
Oh yes. I went to junior college before I was put on academic probation.
Yeah.
How dare you?
You put your
finger in your your perineum. Is that what that is down there?
And you sit on a bidet.
Perineum is between scrotum, verg, and anus cell, basically.
The water shoots up your butt.
No, let's just finish, please.
Oh, yeah. I have one of those bidet toilet seats at home.
Do
you have one of those?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if there was
something
you could do with
like
it.
Like a case study in ADHD.
Do you have one of those?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. I thought I was part of some elite fraternity that got water shot in my ass. It turns out every guy's got a cable show. He's got
his toilet
seat. Jesus Christ, it feels so cheap now. I'm so humiliated.
So you don't know your bidet trick like Billy does?
Oh,
wait a minute. What are we talking about?
All right, first, I want to, Bruce, you quiet down over there. I want to talk about the bidet. Is it the whole bidet you have or just the toilet seat?
I have the whole bidet.
Where did you get the whole bidet? You moved into a house that had one?
My mom's an interior decorator, so.
Oh, my God.
She's an architect.
Your mom is gay?
I think she's gay.
And she put a bidet in your house?
Yes.
And you enjoy sitting on this? Or
awesome.
This?
Well, yeah. Yes.
You like those bidets, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good times. Let me explain the bidet, Bruce. As a doctor, certainly you'll appreciate hygiene. I was staying at the Riga Royal. Over
yes.
in New York.
Doing a lineup or something?
A couple of weeks ago.
doing a television lineup. That's a pretty
thing. Television lineup. Yeah, so it's over at the Riga Royal. Certain floors at the Riga Royal, which is a nice hotel in New York, have the bidet toilet seat.
Right.
And you sit down on it, the thing's heated, and then there's like a control pad. Now, mm-hmm. You're like a jet. You're like a fighter pilot.
Oh,
sitting
yeah,
in that thing, you know?
Softer. You can do it.
Yeah, I'm sitting there, so I'm on the pot. I'm sitting there. I didn't bring a magazine. I'm just kind of looking around, and I look down and I see this keypad. And I'm thinking, what's this thing for? What's going on here? And I see the buttons, you know, hot and cold and pulse and all that. So I press one. Next thing you know, there's water shooting up my ass. And first I was a little startled. Now I'm thinking, hey, this is nice.
Yeah.
I can go for this.
What do you say? You got turned on by your bidet?
Well, not turned on per se, but I enjoyed it.
I can see from your face.
I enjoyed it from a therapeutic standpoint.
I understand. You felt clean. It was kind of like
it felt good. And, you know, there's nothing worse than taking a nice shower, getting out of the shower and going, oh, Christ, that chili con carne. Jesus Christ. I'm going to get myself all messed up.
Okay, and I got to go back to go to the shower.
Get the shower again.
So
you
hit
the day toilet.
Yep.
All right. So
I never use it that way. Daniel
and Jimmy, who I work with at the Man Show, they bought me the toilet seat. You don't need the whole bidet. You can just strap the seat on there. You bolt it on. You plug it in. You can get the water source.
You can switch it to the...
Right. Yeah, it's like $400 or $500. It comes from Sweden or something.
Yeah, it's heated.
Yeah, I got mine's heated. Mine has a remote control.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Got a picture of a seal.
You're
on.
Into this, aren't
yeah,
you?
I sit there with that remote on there.
You know, it's a pickup line for
good times. Yeah, so I recommend the bidet lid if your mom's not interior decorating.
And the chicks love it too, right? The chicks love it.
They love it. They're a little scared, I got to tell you, because the seat, like people, when people come into my bathroom, they look at the seat and they're like, did your grandmother live here? No? Why? They see this, like, oversized seat.
Yeah,
that's
it looks
sort of
weird,
like,
but
like
it is pretty cool.
It looks sort of medicinal, and it looks like it must have a riser on it for the, you know, people that are having difficulty moving around. That's all for me.
You ever wash your hair with the thing?
No, but I'll tell you, if I had to, I'd put my head down, I really would.
I knew it.
And the great part is the anticipation. You hit the button, and it's like, and it's like a 5, 4, 3.
Oh, fucking God.
Yeah.
This is unreal.
And you got to shift around to get it right in the sweet spot.
That's right.
It's good times. Yeah. Yeah. Well, as I said to Drew, and Drew always gags when I say this, but it's really, you know, down there. I got a little hair down there, and it's almost like trying to get peanut butter out of shag carpet.
Oh, that's just wrong.
I know. Drew hates that. Drew hates that, too. It really does. Drew hates it when I bring that up. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm okay. No, you'll see later.
How about the gecko in the forest analogy? I like that one.
No, I don't remember that one. But listen, I want to talk to William about his retrograde ejaculation here now that we've opened up with the bidet. Now, you masturbate.
I never masturbate.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay, get out of here.
You said you did.
Okay,
you said you just recommended that the guy use some cream.
I used to masturbate. When I was a teenager, I masturbated. I had very dry skin down there.
All right, already.
All right, so now you're having sex. You feel the orgasm coming on, but you're able to contract your muscles in such a way where you actually experience the sensation of the orgasm, but none of your vital seed spills out, right? And therefore, you can keep your erection and continue with the sex.
Right.
Right?
Hey, but it's not for me. It makes the girl feel
great.
For
the hooker, right?
For the hooker. You got it.
It's for the girl. Right.
It's for the girl.
No.
Not that you can keep going. Not that. The girl thinks she's giving you 2, 3, 4. You pretend like you're having an orgasm.
Well, you are, essentially.
Well, I guess so.
Now, do you work these muscles out, like with the tantric sex stuff, or is this just something you can do?
It's just something I can do. I've always been able to do that.
I feel a website and an infomercial coming on.
I really do, true. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Gina, who's 17th, sexually active, wants to know if the gynecologist can tell. We'll see if he can dust for semen after this.
Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
You know someone who wants to sell a motorcycle, personal watercraft, ATV, or snowmobile? Then you've got to tell them about Maverick Motorsports. Tell them not to waste their weekends on want ads. Bring their vehicle to Maverick Motorsports. It's just $150 for an unlimited placement, and they pay when it sells or when they retrieve it. Maverick Motorsports takes the hassles out of selling. Check it out. It costs less than any newspaper ad. No waiting for appointments that don't show up. Way more buyer traffic than from a garage, plus no storing a motorcycle in the winter or snowmobile in the summer. Now, you know someone who wants to buy a motorcycle, personal watercraft, ATV, or snowmobile. Again, you have got to tell them about Maverick Motorsports. They have the selection of a dealer, but the prices of a private party. Plus, you can shop online. For info, go online to MaverickMotorsports.com. Call 651-766-5229. That's MaverickMotorsports.com. Call 651-766-5229.
Do you like pudding? Rich, creamy pudding. Mmm.
If so, perhaps you should pursue an internet career with BrainCo, the Minneapolis School of Advertising. At BrainCo, we love pudding too. All kinds of pudding. Chocolate, vanilla, tapioca. And we love the internet. That's why we're launching one of the country's most innovative interactive curriculums, including programs in interactive design, interactive writing, and interactive account management. And the internet is just like pudding. The way it all moves is one big blob when you shake the bowl. Wait, that's gelatin. Yeah, the internet is just like gelatin, with little tiny pieces of fruit in it. So call BrainCo now at 612-822-1313. That's 822-1313. Or check out our website at BrainCoMSA.com for information on our advertising, graphic design, and interactive programs. Hurry, classes start soon, and we're almost out of butterscotch.
Thanks. Thank you, Big Tobacco, for convincing me to smoke. And the filter just makes me feel so safe. And it's like a seatbelt or an airbag. Thank you, Big Tobacco, for feeling me out as a main target. For underestimating our intelligence. For inducing emphysema and trachectomy with national lexicon. Hey, I can be beautiful and have big, strong, red, red smoking neoplatics. Where do you get this mouth? I'm tired of kissing your butt and making my breath gross and it makes you want to throw up. Thanks, Big Tobacco, for causing impotence in young men. Thank you, Big Tobacco. For destroying our lives. I love him so much. I hope you feel really good about it. I don't have a soul. Thank you, Big Tobacco, but you haven't got me yet. And you can just take those cancer sticks and shove them up your. Thank you so much. In addition to that, thank you for killing us. We didn't need all those people anyway. You've been targeting us for so long. Now we're going to target you.
I remember her coming to a gymnastics meet with her parents. And I remember a little girl looking at me very nervously and looking at the future that was in front of her and how important gymnastics was to her. That moment was important that her and I got off a good rapport with each other, and she had a little smile on her face, and that's probably what I'll remember most.
3 months before graduation, Aaron was killed by a drunk driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, Department of Transportation, and RAD.
Zone 105 has been sending winners all over the world on alternative classic vacations. Now, it's time we sent you somewhere a little different. Zone 105 wants to send you on an alternative classic vacation to experience Cleveland.
Cleveland? That's what it says here. Cleveland. All right.
First, you're going to see the B-52s, the Psychedelic Furs, and the Go-Go's at the Blossom Music Theater. Then, we're going to send you to see the Indians play the Pirates in a sold-out game in Jacobs Field. Not only that, but we'll round out the trip with passes for you to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Hey, everybody! Let's play Chain tonight! Kickstart this party. Who wants to see me turn my boxers into a
thong? To register, just email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. Friday morning, Brian and Nuri will pick a winner at random. Experience Cleveland with the B-52s, the Psychedelic Furs, and the Go-Go's. From CENTCOM, Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide, and alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla. This is Dr. Drew. And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce. Over to my left, that'd be to your right if you're facing the radio. Dr. Bruce is board certified. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Beauty and the Beast.
I'm trying to see you here. Instill a little confidence in the kiddies. Willie McNamara and Charlotte Ross are our guests tonight from Beggars and Choosers. Showtime on Tuesday nights, everybody, 10 o'clock. And you want to get a little glimpse of Hollywood and the inner workings of it, you will tune in Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. Of course, you can have the radio on at the same time.
Plethora of masturbation calls tonight.
All right. I don't know what's up with this.
Adam got the word out. Something's favorite up. Activity.
Something's up with this phone. All right. Gina.
Hi.
You're 17. What's going on?
Can I first say that I think you are so awesome, Adam?
Oh, thanks.
I love you.
Thank
okay.
you.
proactive, and I want to know if I go to the gynecologist, will she be able to tell? Like, will she tell my parents?
Like you want her to tell.
No.
Yeah, well, your hymen may be broken, right?
So she might know you're not a virgin, although, as we discussed earlier in the evening, that could be gone anyway.
Okay.
Oh, what state are you in?
What do you mean?
What state do you live in? Where are you at?
California.
Okay. Is there some sort of pipeline of information between your gynecologist and your parents, or do you imagine that to be so?
Well, no, I mean, like, if my mom goes with me.
Okay, look, you're 17. If you were 14, I'd say this. You need to go in alone. You need to have confidentiality. You're doing adult things. You need to do it in an adult way. And I'm not yelling at you. This is something you really need to practice and feel comfortable with.
Well, what'd she say to her mom when her mom wants to go with her to the gynecologist?
Say, Mom, I'm 17, and I want to talk to the gynecologist alone. Mom will understand.
Mom's not in the room during the examination, though, is she?
Holding your hand.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
You've never had one?
I've never been before.
Oh, you've never been to the gynecologist. Yeah, you will be able to discuss whatever you want to discuss in a confidential manner with your gynecologist, and your mom's not going to be in the room.
Okay.
She'll be reading Road and Track in the waiting room.
No, and she's not going to assume you're having sex just because you want.
Young Ho, I think, is one of the ones I've seen floating around the gynecologist. Asian Bride, I think, was also another one I've seen over there. Jordan?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up? That'd be great, though. Wouldn't it be great to spread a bunch of your own mock magazines around the guy?
Not in my office.
Teenage Slut, Young Ho.
No,
one would just be called Panty Raid, you know?
You choose all Drew's medical journals right there.
Jordan?
Yeah.
All right. So, 17, what's up?
Yeah, I find it odd that I masturbate with my right hand constantly, and I kind of do it like 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I find my forearm getting pretty big.
I see. I see. You look like Popeye, right? Yes. All right. That is ridiculous. Let me explain why that's ridiculous. You see guys who are professional tennis players who are holding a racket in their right or left hand for 20 years. They're on the circuit playing for 2 hours every day. Look at their arms. They're the same size. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So here's a guy who's basically swinging a racket or a baseball bat or whatever it is, but especially tennis because they're just using one arm, same size as the other arm. Why is that? Don't tell me whacking off at 15 minutes a day is going to make that arm better.
Wait a second. But those people are running around. They're getting aerobic exercise. I don't think masturbation is an aerobic exercise.
The point is it's not going to enlarge the muscle mass. If that were true, look at that. I got skinny forearms. I wouldn't be able to fit into this room if that were true.
I need more information.
You see what I'm saying? I wouldn't be able to touch the steering wheel.
I know exactly what you're saying. Now.
Thank you. All right. You pick another call. Would you? He's an idiot.
Here. Just write down your line again.
Steven?
Yes?
What's up?
I just want to know, like, if my penis size was the right size for my age.
Yes, it's right on target. Let me check your chart. Steven, let's see. Yep, it's coming along nicely.
In this case, I agree with that.
You've made a lot of progress lately. We're proud of you.
Well, I'm 14.
I see. Yes.
It's only, like, 4 inches.
Oh, Charlotte, don't
laugh. That's not me laughing.
Charlotte.
That was so not me.
How dare you laugh at him.
Don't put that laugh track in there.
You're picking on Charlotte tonight.
Listen now.
I feel your pain,
I'm sure
Charlotte.
It's a wonderful size, and it's only going to get larger.
Four inches.
Well, especially now.
4 inches when it's erect, right?
4 inches and 3 quarters. You guys didn't let me finish.
Oh, 4 and 3 quarters.
What? They'll do it.
You're damn near 5, right?
That's great, right?
Have you and your friends measured them, and you're the smallest, or what? How'd you get concerned about this?
Certain friends that we talk about that's the same size, but I know certain friends where I've seen them measure it where it's like over 6.
You know what? These guys, you know, they're happy now and they're larger now, but you'll catch up, I promise.
That's right. So young men keep growing until what age, really? Medically?
45 or 50. I mean,
one can hope.
Really?
Steven.
I'm due for a spurt any day now. Really, I feel one coming.
Get rid of the tweezers and microscopes.
Oh, how dare you. No, listen, your penis as a male, does the majority of it's growing when you hit puberty, right? So this guy's 14. He's just coming into puberty.
His
growth is going to be going on between like 14 and 18.
Mm.
And then after that, he may squeeze a little out, but not much.
As long as the 6-inch, they're going to really fly up.
Well, on the other hand,
they're popular.
They may just slow down.
6 and 14.
Yeah. Okay, here's the, I was saying to Drew last week, there's a certain age that all men measure their penis, and I think it's between, like, 14 and 17, and then you don't measure it again. I mean, I remember measuring my penis when I was, like, 15 or 16, and I've never done it again, and I've, you know, as a carpenter, I worked around a tape measure every day.
You've been doing it miles since then, that's all.
Well, my new measuring technique.
Dollar bill.
It sounds convenient.
Dollar bill 6 inches. So if you think of the dollar bill, you're doing okay.
Here it is. Here it is. William, you're going to appreciate this. You can do this when you get home. Here's my new technique. Center of the anus to just beyond the tip. That's my new technique. Just past the tip. Just past.
Can I get something to Steven?
No, you can't.
Okay.
He's fine. He's fine.
Yeah,
he's 5 inches.
It. That's right.
He's almost 5 inches, and the average is not.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
The average is not 6 inches, according to experts. It's like 5.3 or something like that. So everyone uses six.
So he's ahead of the game.
He's doing fine. He'll be a porn star by the time 17.
Every 14-year-old, when it gets cold or they go in the cold water and it shrivels up, there, it's like, oh my God, this is abnormal. It's a normal worrying thing. 14 years old, 15 years old.
It's getting too cathartic now, Bruce.
Okay. Quiet down.
Melissa?
Yes.
You're 23.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I have a question. Me and my boyfriend got in an argument earlier this evening about women and having orgasms. He was saying that he believes that all women orgasm in different ways, and I was saying that pretty much women orgasm with just, like, pressure on the clitoris.
Yeah.
I was just wondering which one of us was right.
Well, you're both retards. That's first off.
I'd love to be
a fly on the wall for that hellacious argument. Well, there's some women orgasm through clitoral stimulation. Others do it through, like, some vaginal stimulation.
Really?
Right.
Technically,
right.
Yeah, the nerve.
Charlotte, let Charlotte chime in. She has
the doctor. Let's let the doctor.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Because I know nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
I doubt that very much.
We have an expert here, but she's silent on this topic. Melissa, the truth
I don't even understand her question though.
I think
explain
that,
about the G-spot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that G-spot.
Yeah, so, go ahead, doctor.
Okay. It's just a basic disagreement. Was it your husband saying that the clitoris is the only way?
Boyfriend.
No, they won't.
No, I was. I wasn't saying it was the only way. I was saying it was the majority of women have orgasms through clitoris.
Overwhelming.
Yeah, there are women that never have orgasms. I mean, they have sex.
I know a lot of them.
But
you
have lots of nerve endings down there. I mean, as far as getting technical and worrying about it, it's what feels good to you. There are people that have some people call it the G-spot, an area inside the vagina and the vaginal wall where when stimulated
that's
an orgasm will start.
That's just a myth.
No, it
has. Well, no, there's nerves.
Something on Discovery recently.
That's never been proven.
Really?
Discovery Channel,
I was flipping channels and I saw something
just
on
like,
Discovery about, specifically about female orgasms, and they showed what the G-spot is, and it's actual physical thing that's in the body.
Right.
And that it's easily found in different position.
Where would one find that thing?
Well, Adam, you know, I'm not really sure, but I know that it's
there.
It's in there, and you know, some women have a lot easier time from intercourse alone than others, and some can't.
I know. You go at it all night.
So you're saying you don't find it very often?
No, listen, I know. Let me tell you where I know where the G-spot is. You go in, and then you, like, hook and go up a little bit.
That's pretty close.
I love your little...
We can see Adam's finger he's showing us right now.
Yes.
I think that's correct from the Discovery Channel show that I saw.
Yeah.
You're supposed to use two fingers and do that when you get up there. Like you're swimming.
Ooh. Yeah. See, I use my cane normally.
Is that your fisting?
More
she has intercourse, maybe the more she can experiment and find out if, you know, there's other ways.
Yeah, have lots of intercourse.
Is there anything underlying the argument? Is Melissa, was it
oh,
a
I
real
know
argument?
Why.
Or,
oh, because you have to masturbate when you guys have sex, right?
Oh, hold on a second. No. Hey, Bruce, how long are you going to talk to the screen when it's not lit up there? You understand the concept of how it turns red and lights up
when you're
talking to him? Listen, keep talking to Melissa. Go ahead.
Your own insecurities.
See that?
You
see how it goes?
No, all right.
There it is.
Melissa.
All right, Melissa, you're right. He's wrong. Everyone's wrong. You're always right, okay?
That's all I need to know.
That's all you need to know. Okay. Alex?
Yes?
I know, but...
Listen, he's in control.
No, go ahead.
Alex, you're 24.
In control.
Adam?
Yes?
I've been going out with this girl for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I'm crazy about her. Except there's just one thing sexually that I think is a small barrier.
Yeah.
When she's giving me a blowjob,
uh-huh.
when it's time for me to orgasm, she finishes off with her hand.
I see. I hate
that. She has an aversion. And, you know, I mean, it's not that I want to try to be selfish or complain, but it's a pleasure that I've learned to enjoy over the years. And I want to stay with this girl.
Right.
Get over this hump.
Yeah. Yes.
You'd like her to
what? Make a lot of money, she'll swallow.
I don't even want her to swallow.
What do you want?
You want her to retain it.
I want to be able to come in her mouth.
That's right.
You're a selfish man.
Well, what you want is you don't want to be interrupted.
Exactly.
It's like your mom's banging on the door asking what you're doing, right? Right in the middle of whacking off in high school.
Adam?
Well, let me explain. I have, Alex, hold on a second. I have strong feelings about this particular subject. I enjoy a good BJ. I really do. I'm not going to make any bones about it. A lot of guys don't enjoy it. I mean, all guys do enjoy it to some degree, but I really enjoy it.
Okay.
That is my bread and my butter,
Bruce.
No
matter how it fits off, you're saying?
No. I mean, yeah. Listen, anytime if a woman does that, God bless her. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm never going to criticize a woman for doing that to me because good or bad, that's effort.
And there are sexually transmitted diseases nowadays, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. That's why
I'm...
Not by the mouth, though.
Oh, yes, there are. Let's not go down that road. Let me just explain to you women how this works.
Back to what you really like.
Okay, so here's the problem. And we haven't touched on this in a little while, which is everyone says... Does she swallow?
Mm-hmm.
And guys refer to it as swallowing, and girls refer to it as swallowing. And it's a misnomer. Because
why?
The reality is guys don't care if you swallow. They just don't want to be interrupted right when they're having the orgasm. Now,
I don't like them to spit it out.
I don't care if they...
Well,
if you had your choice between...
But you're saying you're happy as long as the mouth is still there and whether she's swallowing or not, you're saying.
I'm saying...
You don't care what they do with it.
Here's the deal. Shut Bruce's mic off. I've had an ass full of Bruce tonight. I don't know how we're going to make through the next couple of nights. Here's the deal. I truly don't, Bruce. Here's the deal. You get yourself a BJ, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going great.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to that moment of ecstasy,
mm-hmm.
and there's that sort of 4 or 5 seconds where you really, all the work of the
yep.
evening is built into that 1, 4, 5 seconds, and it's during that 1, 4, 5 seconds where there's an interruption, and it's like ruined. It's like you're building to this great crescendo, and right when the guy is supposed to clank the cymbals together, he drops one, and it goes rolling off the edge of the stage.
Yep.
Right at the big crescendo. And so all we're asking for as guys is not to have that crescendo interrupted.
Right.
Now,
and how would it not be interrupted?
Well, the way it would not be interrupted is to keep going, receive the semen in your mouth, and then just go spit it out in a potted plant, in the sink, on the comforter, on the dog.
It's really good for you.
Whatever it is.
Really.
Well,
it's very high in protein.
I'm not going to try to sell that rap.
It's like colostrum. It's good for flus and colds. It really is.
All right. Good to know.
It's very high in protein.
But
right?
Whatever you do with it, whatever you do with it, just don't stop. Now, if you don't want to swallow it, fantastic. That's fine. I wouldn't swallow it either. I absolutely would not. I don't blame a woman for not swallowing it. But you can... Listen, in the war, they would siphon gas by putting a hose in their mouth and sucking on a tank, and they'd get a mouthful of gas, and they'd spit it out, and they'd put it in the next tank, you know? You can do it. You can take a chug off some milk that's bad in the refrigerator. You can make it to the sink and then spit it out. You don't have to swallow it. You don't have to spit it out back in the refrigerator.
That's true, but I think there are guys out there that
all
can
saying
handle that crucial point a little differently.
Just stay with it. Then you get the stuff in your mouth. Then you just go spit it out in the sink, and you rinse your mouth out. And everything's good again.
Do you demonstrate for your girlfriends? Right?
Yeah, I could do that. Get it out, Bruce. I'll show you right now. So that's all we want is the, we don't want the interruption. And once it's out of us, I don't care where it goes.
Yep.
Right. Thank you. That's what we're going to say. No, we're taking a break. I told him he's got to tell her that. Because here's the problem.
We don't know if you already talked.
Shut up. Here's what guys think. Guys tell women, you got to swallow for me, baby. And girls are like, I don't want to swallow that crap.
No, I think if they did exactly what you're talking about, they'd be happy. Because they wouldn't know the difference whether she's swallowing it or not.
Right. And they don't want... When they say swallow, they mean Stay with it. They don't mean swallow it. And that's why I would never say swallow, because you say swallow, they go, no, I'm not going to swallow.
I hate when they spit it back out on the bed and gets on your sheets.
I hate that. Write it out. That's all I'm saying. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be back.
Yo, Mudline, I'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
With all the different options out there, are you having a hard time choosing the right wireless carrier? VoiceStream Wireless and CenturyLink will make it easier for you. You'll simply get more. Get more minutes for less with 600 anytime weekday minutes, plus 1,000 nationwide weekend minutes for just $39.99 from VoiceStream Wireless. And now at CenturyLink, you get a free Motorola digital phone and free accessories with activation. Plus, with VoiceStream, you get free features like voicemail, numeric paging, caller ID, and first incoming minute free. Now at CenturyLink, you can register to win a trip for two to see the B-52s and the Go-Go's in Cleveland. Second prize is a Walkman, and third prize is a classic alternative CD library. Stop by one of CenturyLink's four locations, Crystal, Buffalo, Monticello, and our newest location in Champlin. Or call 1-800-863-5137. Some restrictions apply, new annual service agreement required. Credit history checks, e-store for details. All supplies last.
For now, a message from Audio King Car Audio. It's no secret. Everyone's got to have the boom boom. Boom boom this, boom boom that. But it's also got to sound clear, right? Well, Marcia, that's where Boston Acoustics comes in. Snap a couple of Boston Acoustics' new competitor series subwoofers in your ride and get fanny-shaking bass plus audio clarity like you've never heard. That's crisp, clear audio. Not crisp like a toasted cheese sandwich, but crisp like my tear ducts are overflowing because this music is so pure. And this week only, when you buy any 10 or 12-inch Boston Acoustics competitor subwoofer, you get a free subwoofer box. That, my friend, is a $70 value. Not enough? Well, hold on to your love handles, because all Boston Acoustics car speakers and subs are on sale this week as Audio King explodes with its 4th of July savings, followed by their huge Christmas in July sale. That's two gigantic sales, one great store. Let's review. Amazing, technically superb subwoofers, and a free sub box. And all Boston Acoustics on sale. The question I ask is why you're not here, right now, adding some boom boom to your ride. Hmm? Audio King.
Yes, kids, it's the continuing adventures of Roofer Man. Faster than a speeding nail gun. More powerful than a big insurance company. Able to roof a three-story A-frame in a single week. It's a dark and stormy night in Minneapolis as Dick and Jane settle in for a good night's rest.
Jane, what is that?
It's a drip, Dick. We have a leaky roof. We better get the landlord on the phone, Dick.
This sounds like a job for Roofer Man.
I am Roofer Man, 9905258. Hello, good people. I'm Roofer Man. I can replace this roof.
But Roofer Man, our landlord says insurance won't cover this.
Sure not. Dealing with insurance companies is my specialty. Just stand back and let the Roofer Man do his work.
Amazing, Roofer Man. Our landlord is happy because you didn't make him pay until the job was complete. And we're happy because you were fast and neat. Thanks, Roofer Man.
Think nothing of it, my good woman. It's all in a day's work for the Roofer Man. 9905258.
I wonder if these shoes really match my dress.
Does my hair look right, or is it a mess?
Will my jokes get a laugh, or will fate be cruel?
One thing I know, my breath is cool.
Certs powerful mints are more than just a powerful mint taste. They've got rest. Your breath feels powerfully clean, powerfully fresh.
Come on!
Then when I put myself together, I put aside the doubt.
Look out, world, I'm stepping out.
Certain powerful men in the sleep pack. Be certain with certain.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce over there. Willie McNamara, Charlotte Ross, our guest tonight. Beggars and Choosers, Showtime, Tuesdays, 10 o'clock.
Are your losers?
Check it out. All right. So, Brandon Tartikoff, it was really his last project, and he's such a great guy. He really is. So, you owe it to Brandon. Who's no longer with
and
us.
And his widow, Lily Tartikoff, is one of our set producers.
Oh, she is.
Lily Tartikoff.
Yeah.
All right. And how's his daughter now? She recovered from this car accident that happened many years ago we were
mostly,
talking
yes,
about?
Yes, but they don't talk about it. But I think she has recovered a lot.
Don?
Yeah.
You're 30?
Yeah.
What's up?
It's good to hear from you. Good to talk to you guys. I finally got through, and you guys have a great show.
Thanks.
I've been currently taking lithium as generic lithobid for 12 months. and I guess this goes to Dr. Drew, I'm not sure. I wanted to know, like, what are some dangers of taking it? And my doctor explained to me all the side effects. And I've been on it for since last June of 99.
Okay. Asshole. Bruce will...
So you have bipolar disorder?
Yeah.
Okay. And lithium is still the most effective drug for a very extreme form of bipolar disorder. For more mild forms, there are other medications that work. It has a very narrow, what you call toxic therapeutic ratio. So if you get a little bit higher than the level which you measure in the blood, you get into trouble real quickly. Some drugs you can take more than you should. You don't even measure blood levels, and there's not much to worry about. Lithium, you can get into trouble real fast. And it actually replaces sodium. It's very similar to the sodium molecule in places it goes in the body. People get diarrhea, they get dizzy, they get seizures, they get into all kinds of problems very quickly. So when you're taking it, you generally have the blood levels checked on a very regular basis, and your doctor will tell you if you just start not feeling right, you need to come in right away, and that's one of the first things to be checked.
All right, Don?
Yeah, I've been one more thing. Like, I've been taking blood tests every 3 months, and my lithium level is 0.5, which is very low, but I can't seem to take any more because then I start getting the gnarly side effects.
Right. So that's commonly what happens. They'd rather keep it low than get into the toxic range. There's very, very little bit over the...
What about switching to another drug?
Yeah. Have you talked to your doctor about, I don't know, do you get real psychotic when you get hyper in the hyper phase of your bipolar disorder? Do you get really super depressed when you... Do you have very violent swings, or is it just a mild form of bipolar disorder? You still there? Okay.
I put him on hold, bro. See, the screen... See, let me explain the screen to you, Bruce. I know you've only done the show 45 times. See how it turns red when they're on?
You know, all the interesting people in here,
blue.
And you're choosing humor,
but
making
Bruce,
fun of
me. You're looking at the screen. You see the seeds red?
No, I was actually looking for the next call, Bonehead. I'm researching.
But okay, you guys take a look at the screen. Now watch. You see, when I put them on, it turns red.
Mm-hmm.
And when I put them on hold, it goes back to blue.
That's tricky.
And it says hold, and it flashes.
What's
and then
the tricky thing?
You go, and the whole box turns red.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Don? I don't know. Whatever Bruce said to you, do you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Bruce, you're staring right at the screen while you're talking to him. I'm just waiting. That's all.
He is a world-class dick.
Adam, you are. I agree with Drew. All right. Next call.
Really? All right. So, what did you ask about Don? I don't want to go to hell that fast. What did you
I think.
What did you say to him? Is he okay? I mean, he's in good hands, right? His doctors are taken care of.
Yes.
All right. Listen to your doctors. There you go, Julie.
Yeah.
You're 17.
Uh huh.
What's up?
My ex ex boyfriend. The farthest we've gone was dry sex.
I see. Yes, mm-hmm. I've done that.
Yeah, I got turned on, but with my ex boyfriend. We've got all the way, but
right.
Without anything.
I see.
Or turned on, or while we were having sex, I didn't feel nothing at all.
Nothing. Now, what about your ex boyfriend? Feel anything with him?
Yeah.
So you did?
Yeah. And
so the ex you dry humped with, the ex you had sex with but felt nothing, but the XXX you had sex and felt something with.
Uh-huh.
I see. And what about the XXXX?
What about him?
Feel anything with him?
My XX?
No, XXX.
No.
I mean XXXX. Yeah, four X's.
I just began with my XX.
I see. All right, so you didn't have sex with the XXX?
No.
Just the XX?
Just the X.
I see. And what did you just go to third base with the XXX?
Yeah.
I see, but no sex XX with XXX?
No.
I understand.
Whatever.
All right, so, Julie, you know, you're 17. You're a woman, all bets are off. Maybe you're not that into this ex. Well, he's your ex now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you broke up with him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it wasn't there for you.
No.
There you go. I've not helped one person tonight,
no.
I really haven't. But, listen.
Unless you have the therapy one.
You can't. Especially with women. Charlotte, weigh in here. If you're not interested in a guy, it ain't happening as a woman. I mean, see, guys can do it. Guys can be with a woman, especially if she's an attractive woman, even if they're not interested in her, they don't like her personality, or they don't click. He can still get it up. He can still have a good time with her. With a woman, if you're not into a guy, it's going to be a rough outing. I mean, most likely, he just ain't into it.
I think there are some women out there that they're more like men.
Yes.
I know a lot, including myself, that don't. And if you're not into someone, no, I think that it would be terrible.
Right, right. And even if the guy's your boyfriend sometimes, especially when you're younger, you don't know how to pick guys that well, and you're just not that into the guy. And
I would take it as
sign.
A clue, yeah. Yes. That's probably not the person you continue
to
be. I
take exception to his use of the term good time with a woman you really don't like anyway. That's not a good time, and a man with integrity wouldn't do that.
Oh, well, listen, who are you, Sir Walter Raleigh?
We are talking 17 years old.
Many a man has managed to have a good time with plenty of women.
Julie also, I would measure the quality of the relationship by whether or not she can have an orgasm. Some people don't have orgasms with sex in a relationship for
right.
a period of time.
Even if they're in love.
Right.
Yeah.
So they get to know the person better, they're more
right.
comfortable.
Yes. You must figure it out. All right. Let's very quickly speak to Jack, the aptly named Jack, who's 20 and felt the tear in his penis during sex today. Is that right?
Hello?
Yeah. Jack. That wasn't the Velcro from your swim trunks opening up. That was your penis.
No, when we were having it, it felt a foot.
Right.
Pull.
Okay. Do you have some bleeding in your penis now?
Yes.
Some discoloration. All right.
Actual bleeding.
Okay. You got to go in and have it looked at.
Right.
Urologist or emergency room?
I go to the ER.
What? Would you? Quickly.
Yes.
Go.
Do you have bleeding from the urethra? Is it when you urinate, or are you seeing bleeding under the skin in another part of the penis? Because you can fracture your penis.
All right.
It's bleeding through the urethra. It's just it's just a little when I notice when I urinate, or it's just.
Does it hurt? Are you having pain?
It's sore.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. It can be an infection. You could have had some trauma.
Oh, you heard
it there.
Go to a urologist. Have it checked out. You don't want to mess with that penis.
Go to the ER. Go to the urologist.
Fine.
See your doctor. You wait for a urologist, it might be 6 months.
We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be back.
What the?
Nothing. Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Well, it doesn't take any great vision to see what is the hottest business and communications opportunity today. A new frontier of commerce has arrived in great force. The Internet. Already, many industries are retooling at a frantic pace to allow their customers a more efficient method of making purchases. As is often the case, technological advances have created a shortage of people who know how to utilize the Internet. There exist excellent employment opportunities for individuals who understand the three elements of e-commerce: creativity, administration, and marketing. A local school, the Minnesota School of Computer Imaging, a division of Minnesota School of Business and Globe College, is now offering a new educational program, e-commerce design, to empower individuals with the knowledge of website development, administration, and e-marketing. If you'd like information about this new e-commerce design program, call 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Or check out their website at msbcollege.com and enter the new frontier.
Taste of Minnesota time at the state capitol. This year, come out to the Pepsi stage and take in a show from America Live's lineup of entertainment. Lil Diddy's dueling pianos, knuckleheads comedians, and flashback entertainers performing live June 30th through July 4th. Grab an ice cold Pepsi and enjoy the show at Taste of Minnesota.
This summer, Rick's Cabaret is the place to be, daytime or nighttime. Rick's is always jumping. It's your favorite bar with your favorite ladies, and now it's your favorite party spot with an awesome calendar of summer fun. Check out 2-for-1 Tuesdays with some amazing exotic fun featuring 2-for-1 table dances from 4 to 10 p.m. That means you buy one, you get one free. Plus, if you stop into Rick's with a ticket stub from that night's sporting event, you'll get in for free. Stop into Rick's Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. for an all-you-can-eat lunch buffet. You can get satisfied in more ways than one at Rick's. Also, swing into happy hour every weekday from 4 to 7 p.m. and enjoy half-price drinks. Monday kicks off the week right. You'll find the Twin Cities' most eligible amateurs competing for cash and prizes on Rick's main stage. Wednesday is poker night at Rick's. For each table dance you get a car. That's simple. All you need to do is assemble a winning poker hand, and you can win free bar tabs and dinners. Work downtown in the service industry? Then you need to swing into Rick's for service industry nights, Sundays for great drink specials. Rick's Cabaret, conveniently located in downtown Minneapolis on the corner of 3rd and 3rd.
Come and see all types of muscle cars, classics, street rods, trucks, and American motorcycles Saturday, July 8th at Flaherty's Arden Bowl in Arden Hills from 6 to 11 p.m. It's only $5 for spectators, $10 for show vehicle. All proceeds benefit Shriners Hospital for Children. It's the Cars for Kids event, Saturday, July 8th at Flaherty's Arden Bowl. Enjoy the live music, too, while benefiting Shriners Hospital for Kids. Call 952-445-3835. It's Cars for Kids.
Zone 105 presents the Miller Genuine Draft Blind Date.
Before we proceed, be advised.
It's back. Large bands, small clubs, big mystery. Zone 105 will be at clubs all over the Twin Cities, registering you to win a trip for two to the Blind Date in Los Angeles. Check out zone105.com for more details on where to go to enter. The MGD Blind Date from Miller Genuine Draft and Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla. You're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105.
Go home, take a
trip. Yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm going back to the Man Show rap party.
Good day.
No, thankfully the rap party's up the street from my house. So
can I go too?
You want to go?
Yeah,
you can go. Sure.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hit the jacuzzi over
Kicking
my head.
Right out of his car.
I want to thank William and Charlotte for coming in here from Beggars and Choosers.
Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. It was a lovely evening. Tuesday night, 10 o'clock, everyone, showtime. Check that show out. We'll be back tomorrow night with Dr. Bruce, God willing. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Bruce saying mahalo.
Cornhorn.
Well, now.
The stuff expressed on Loveline is not necessarily the stuff of the staff, management, sponsors, or anyone else, including Westwood One Entertainment. Loveline is produced by Ann Wilkins and Gold. Now, please enjoy these birds.
KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNT Eden Prairie.